Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to 2012, I guess. Over the last week or so, I've had the chance just to take a couple of days and chill out a bit and think what I'd like to do over the next 12 months. I thought I'd just share my reflections because I'm guessing that some of them might just resonate with you. So I'm just going to share a couple of my thoughts with you. The first thing really is I really want to declutter my working portfolio. I just want to weed out all of the stuff that's either boring or isn't taking me anywhere anymore. Or it's not adding to anyone's social capital. It's not doing useful things for people. Or it's just simply not profitable anymore. Because I think that will really help me get a bit of clarity. I guess to follow that up, I just want to be braver about stuff. I mean, we've all had to be pretty strong over the last 12 months. Or more. But that's not what I mean. I just mean sticking my head above the parapet in ways that I would never have thought of doing before. When I wrote the book, there were definitely a few people out there that I was cagey about sending it to. Just scared, I guess, of a bit of hefty criticism from my peers. And that fear has turned out to be absolutely groundless, and in fact the feedback that I've had has been absolutely fantastic, and it's just given me the confidence to go out and do a bit more of that. So I'm going to be writing some cheeky letters. I'm going to send my book and I'm going to send my ideas to people that I would have previously thought were a little bit out there, a bit out of my reach, because it's only through doing that, it's only through showing up in that way, I think, that the big steps are actually made. What do I mean by showing up? I just mean getting out there, getting my face in front of people again, not necessarily blatantly publicising what I do, but finding out more about them, finding out more about what their ambitions are, finding out the ways in which we can work together to kind of make a profit, both socially and financially. The other thing I've been thinking about a lot, because we've all been kind of scared of spending money recently, is the difference between spending and investing, because I've held off, frankly, spending money on stuff to do with my business. But I recently realised that that's been completely the wrong tactic, and in fact, whilst cutting down spending on everything else and being really, really prudent about stuff, there are some really essential investments you need to make in terms of developing your business. Making yourself more visible, raising your profile. And that takes money. It takes an element of risk. But without those things, the danger is, in a recession, you just drop out of view. And everybody else that's made the investment is going to be out there grabbing the work. Finally, I really want to make sure that I'm setting myself some goals this year, but I don't mean squiddly little ones, I mean great big ones. And it has to be an achievement of the same magnitude as writing the book, really. So the question is, what's the big thing you can do? What's the big change you can make? Identify it, work out the steps you need to take to get there, and then just jolly well knuckle down and get on with it. So good luck for 2012. I hope everyone achieves great things this year. And isn't it just the truth that when your back's up against the wall, that tends to be exactly the time that you do your best stuff? A bit of courage, a bit of energy, just the business. So when I'm out there showing up and you're out there showing up, we're doing our best stuff. I hope to run into you. But for now, all the very best. Ta-ra.